talking about lunacy of courts and everything else, and you can discuss whether it's the pro-life issue or traditional marriage or what courts, what justices are starting to see as something that they imagine in the Constitution. Oh, here's what I think the framers meant. It's getting so out of hand, and if you think, okay, how far could this go? Well, it could go, they decide to give rights to anybody and anything, emphasis on anything. And that's where we're going. There are now people who, with straight faces and the deepest sense of earnest, are all for plant rights. That's right. This is a real problem for vegetarians, and I don't want to hurt the animals. I'll eat just veggies, and now you may be, I mean, you're eating veggies, and they have feelings too. It's a great piece in the Weekly Standard this week by Wesley Smith called The Silent Scream of the Asparagus. He's senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide and a consultant to the Center for Bioethics and Culture. And Wesley Smith, good to have you back on the show. Welcome.
Good morning. Are you ready for plant marriage?
Oh, this is, well, see, that's where, as crazy as this, you know, 10 years ago we're talking about this stuff. People going, oh, come on. Here we are. You wake up in the morning in California and go, is this surreal or what? They got to be making this up, but they aren't.
I wish I were making up the concept of plant rights, but I'm not. It's in Switzerland, they passed an addition to their constitution which requires that country, particularly with regard to genetic engineering and so forth, to pay respect to animal, plant, and other organism dignity, which, of course, would mean pond scum because pond scum is alive, right? And so they sent, they didn't know what that meant exactly, and so they sent it all to a panel called the Federal Ethics Committee on Non-Human Biotechnology, which came out with a report called The Dignity of Living Beings with Regard to Plants. And guess what? Individual plants have intrinsic dignity that human beings must respect.
Says who? What are they smoking? Which plants are they smoking?
I'm not sure they can smoke anything.
I guess this would wipe out a lot of possibilities. That's because... Right. You know, marijuana has feelings, too.
Well, you know, you have to be really big-brained to spend your time dealing with such frivolous ethical concerns. Realize we're not talking about protecting ecosystems or protecting the greater environment. This panel, and it's going to be embodied and is in the Swiss Constitution, has said that an individual plant has intrinsic dignity and it is wrong to arbitrarily destroy it.
So, in other words, a farmer is farming or a gardener is gardening. You point out you're actually decapitating grass if you go out there and trim it. You're cutting off the little heads of the grass blades.
Well, the one example they gave was of a farmer who mows his field. That's okay because even these big brain folks understand that we must make some instrumental use of plants. Otherwise, we'll starve to death because you either have to eat it yourself or feed it to animals. Although I'm sure we'll get around to the concept of, in fact, they already have animal dignity. For example, they have passed a law because of protecting animal dignity that fish cannot be kept in aquariums that are clear on all sides.
Because?
Because it intrinsically violates the animal dignity and their social animals.
In other words, they can't have privacy as fish?
Right.
They can't because they're naked on all sides?
You can't have it transparent on all sides. Horses, you can't keep one horse, you have to keep at least two. You cannot have fish and release fishing, catch and release fishing.
How absurd can this get? Apparently more absurd, because you cannot make this stuff up.
No, this is what happens when what they've done is they've rejected the concept of moral hierarchy, particularly with regard to human beings having the highest moral worth. And once you do that, you kind of start eating your tail, and you begin anthropomorphizing personhood or human attributes to flora and fauna.
So the same farmer, you point out, if the farmer's mowing his lawn or cutting the hay, that's fine. But if he goes home and says, oh, what a nice wildflower, I think I'll cut a couple of those, take them home to the missus, then he's done some grievous harm.
Right. He has acted, and that action is condemned, and they call it, quote, decapitating the flower. Yeah, I mean, it's astonishing. You know, I've often, I deal with, the issues I deal with have to do with the intrinsic worth of human beings. And often I'll be in a debate with materialists, and they'll say, well, there really isn't a species distinction between humans and animals because many of the genes we share are in common. And I'll always say, well, if you really want to get reductionist, carrots are made of carbon molecules, so are human beings. There's no difference between humans and carrots. Well, guess what? That is precisely what this report says. It says, quote, that because we have commonalities between plants, animals, and humans at the molecular and cellular level, plants have dignity. You can't even do parody anymore. They catch up with you. But so, this could cause real harm because scientists are worried, you know, if plants have intrinsic dignity, that means we won't be able to do some of the biotechnologies to increase plant yields and improve food production. You know, we have people starving in this world. And it seems to me if you're worried about the individual dignity of plants in the midst of a cornucopian world in which people starve or are malnourished, that's the true immorality.
So this, Wesley Smith, has come from one important foundational truth here. That is, as you point out in this article in the Weekly Standard, that we have knocked our species off its pedestal.
Right.
And that's what really set all this lunacy in motion.
That's right, and it keeps going further and further. It's they go through four centrisms. One is called theocentrism, that is dignity because we're all part of God's creation. They reject that out of hand, of course. The second is ratiocentrism, and that is that dignity comes from the capacity for reason. Well, we see in bioethics that there's a new, it's not that new anymore, personhood theory that says that unless a human being has minimal cognitive capacities, they're not persons. And so under this view, somebody who's in a persistent vegetative state, for example, is being urged to be harvested for their organs because they are not, quote, persons. That's not being done, but it is being advocated. Infanticide is advocated for this reason by Peter Singer Princeton, and that is being done in Switzerland, by the way, under their euthanasia law. Then there's pathocentrism, that this is the position that sentience, mere sentience, gives value. That's the animal rights position, and in animal rights, because a cow can feel pain and a human can feel pain, cattle ranching is literally the equivalent evil of human slavery. And now they've gone to biocentrism. Living organisms should be considered morally for their own sake because they are alive. Bacteria are alive. So I guess bacteria now have intrinsic dignity. We go crazy when we knock ourselves off the pedestal and we start trying to find value in any possible justification. When you turn value from objective to subjective, you look for trouble.
Can you see judges in this country getting as loopy as some of these people in Switzerland based on even what we've seen recently in the California State Supreme Court, that somebody says, I've grown, I've been enlightened, and I think the Founding Fathers meant we need to protect plant rights as well. Would they go that far?
Well, you know, I no longer say never, but realize that humanism, in my view, is mutating into anti-humanism. Humanism used to be about human thriving. Now we are actively impeding, sometimes with the help of the courts, human thriving, and valuing the natural world almost as if it's a nature religion, as opposed to being, of course, proper and conservative and environmentally proper. But not sacrificing our own thriving and flourishing for plants. I do think it could happen. I don't think it'll happen tomorrow.
No, but if people look at Switzerland, and what do they usually say about Switzerland? They got to figure it out. They're neutral. They're wonderful.
The Supreme Court is beginning to apply international law to various American decisions.
Bingo. Yep, absolutely right. Well, check this out in the new issue of the Weekly Standard. It's in the May 12th edition, this week's edition. The Silent Scream of the Asparagus. Get ready for Plant Rights by Wesley Smith. Wes, appreciate the update. Keep fighting
the
good fight. All right, take care.